This is another original OFM podcast.
Well, at the end of the day, anything that you release onto the internet is available out there. And regardless of the privacy setting that you put in place, there's always the possibility that something that you've put on the internet could find its way to somebody else or find its way onto another system. Once you've got that information there and you've got your privacy settings in place, you do need to just be aware of the content that you've put onto the internet, be aware of the settings that you've applied to it. Make sure that you know where that content is going, because it is in fact out on the internet and could be available for public consumption. If a parent uploads a picture of a child on the internet on a platform like Facebook, there's nothing stopping me from, on the other side, downloading the picture, regardless of what the parent's privacy settings are, and then re-uploading it on another platform where maybe the security settings aren't as high as the original settings. So in that way, that image can then start propagating through various different systems. Obviously, in a situation where you've got direct family looking at the images and sharing content, that's what those platforms are designed to do. That's what they're designed to support and promote. So those platforms want you to share that type of content. There's always these caveats for how that information is shared, for instance, re-downloading it and then re-uploading it again in another way. So maybe you want to reshare it on a different platform, which would then expose it to a wider audience. I would say don't not share content. The platforms are designed to share content. People want to share content on the internet. So share that content, but use your best judgment. Just be aware of the types of threats that you can be exposed to on the internet, things like social engineering and cyber stalking and cyber bullying and all of those types of things. Just be aware of those types of threats and aware of how the content that you put online could be used in those types of malicious ways. And then use your best judgment and make sure that you're just aware of the threats and educate yourself on how best to share that content. It's always a good idea to revisit your privacy settings on whatever social platform you are using. That's normally your first port of call. I would also then say go do a little bit of research in terms of how the platform itself makes use of your content once it's been uploaded, and then also have a look around the internet as well, just for best practice mechanisms for protecting yourself online. There are some good resources available freely that you can find quite easily online.
That was another original OFM podcast. OFM, the sound of your life.